Fires that are engulfing Minneapolis, South Minneapolis particularly, 15 blocks from where I used to live. You'll see fires burning this morning, rioting that is taking place after the death of a black man 3 days ago. The city and the country are still paying attention to that story. One of the talk show hosts at the station I used to work at is Chad Hartman. He joins us on WGN. Hi, Chad. How are you?
Hi, John. Wish we were talking on a better time, but it's good to hear your voice again, sir.
Yeah, likewise. You and I should be talking about you getting back out on the golf course and not yes. people burning the streets down. No. They called out the National Guard up there, Chad?
There are reports that the Guard is coming. I think a lot of us thought the Guard should have been there last night, John. You know this town extraordinarily well. I was going to point out, I'm sure you live very close to there.
Yeah.
You know, Minneapolis is a city of complications, right? There's great reasons to live in Minnesota. It is a city in Minneapolis and a state that's very proud of itself. But, John, you know this well. The disparities between whites and people of color has been stark for decade after decade after decade. And what the unforgivable act that took the life of George Floyd just reminds so many individuals, especially African Americans, how they feel they have been treated for decades. It does not in any way justify criminal activity last night, which is what took place, looting, attacking places, harming people. But George Floyd is a reminder of what Minnesotans and many residents of the Twin Cities area feel like they've been treated not even second class, third class, for way too long.
Sometimes the police circle the wagons around their own. We saw that here with Laquan McDonald. You all had a celebrated case, Philando Castile. But in this case, the police have acted very quickly. They've all been fired, huh?
This is driven by a man you've interviewed a number of times, Jacob Fry, the mayor. We're used to seeing mayors and governors, John, more circumspect, more reserved, sending sympathy to families, rightfully so, but saying, we're going to follow the facts. Uh-huh. Jacob Fry didn't do that. Jacob Fry came out quickly and said, being a black man is not a death sentence. This is unacceptable. He was on my show for a 15-minute interview yesterday and said, I could have taken that route, but I said I'm going to be honest. And how can I justify being honest if I look at this and don't call for the dismissal and for the individuals, in particular, the officer put his knee on the throat of George Floyd and killed him, potentially murdered him,
Chad, do
and
you know why,
called for his arrest and charge.
Why did the officer take so long? Do you all have an answer as to why he lingered on that man? He was clearly subdued. Why did the police officer not let Floyd up?
It's the question, John. You've pointed out the question. He was the superior officer, so we all have to understand that. But you have three other officers. And, John, the video most people see is the one officer standing facing away. But the camera on the other side of the street shows the two other officers are right next to him.
Oh.
While the knee is on the throat for not 1 minute, not 2 minutes, not 3 minutes, not 4 minutes, 7 minutes. At some point, doesn't someone have to say, we have him under control, let's get him up, let's stand him up, let's get him in the police car? No one did that. And I'm sure you've had individuals, John, who have been apprehended, who've lied about saying they can't breathe. But that is incumbent upon an officer to make sure that this person isn't struggling. It is inexcusable. No training justifies it. No action by Floyd before would justify it, even though so far, John, most of the video shows he wasn't resisting arrest.
Question is now, will there be criminal charges against those officers? I'm out of time today, Chad. Can I call you in a day or two, and will you follow this story for us a little bit?
You got it. Not a problem, John.
Chad Hartman works at WCCO Radio in Minneapolis. You can hear him in the early afternoon.